You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hello, hello. Welcome to my kitchen. I'm Harry Sultan. I'm one of the producers over here with Kristen that helps put these episodes together. And I'm so excited to be able to bring you all into my kitchen while I put together one of my go-to favorite all-time genius recipes. It's Andy Ward and Jenny Rosenstrach's pork shoulder ragu. You know, it's one of these recipes that you can make a bunch of it in one batch, you make an afternoon of it, make a weekend of it, and then you have all this gorgeous, beautiful, delightfully delicious ragu that you can use throughout the week for any other methods. So today I'm going to be putting it on some beautiful pasta, but you know, as the week goes on, I'm going to take some leftovers, I'm going to put it on some nice, refreshing, crispy tacos, I can put it on some breakfast eggs. It can really be whatever you want it to be. So I'm gonna go ahead and read through all the ingredients that we need, some of the equipment that we're gonna go through. I'm gonna go through all the steps and then we'll get cooking together, all right? So for this recipe, what we're gonna need is 2 pounds or 2.5 pounds of boneless pork shoulder. We're gonna need 1 small onion chopped, 1 garlic clove that's minced. I love garlic, so I might use a little bit more. Salt and pepper to taste, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 small pat of butter, 1 28-ounce can of whole tomatoes with the juice, 1 cup of red wine, 5 sprigs of fresh thyme, 5 sprigs of fresh oregano, 1 handful of fennel seeds, 1 tablespoon of hot sauce. What they do in this recipe is they say Andy uses the Trader Joe's hot sauce chili. It doesn't really matter which, whatever you got around will be perfect. I think the smokier the better for this, but I actually have some my homemade carrot hot sauce. I'm gonna be using that. 1 pound of pasta and 1 handful or 12 of freshly grated Parmesan. All right, so now that you have all the ingredients, let's talk real quick about the equipment. You really don't need much for this. Pretty much 1 pot. And by pretty much, I mean 1 pot. A Dutch oven or any other heavy bottom oven safe pot with a lid will probably do the trick. You just really need something that's gonna get a good sear on the pork shoulder and then be able to trap in those liquids when we put the pork shoulder into the oven for that braise. So we're gonna start by preheating the oven to 325. So our oven is preheating. So I have a Dutch oven. I'm gonna go ahead and start preheating that as well. So I'm gonna put my Dutch oven on my burner and turn it up to a medium high heat. And while that is heating up, while the oven and the pot are heating up, I'm gonna go ahead and start prepping some of my ingredients. The next step is to season this pork shoulder. You sprinkle from high above the meat, that way it falls evenly all the way over it. You wanna make sure you get both sides as well as the top, the bottom, really edge to edge salt coverage. You really don't want to have any of these bits that are not seasoned. So that's my salt. Now For anyone who does a lot of cooking with meat in their homes, cannot stress this enough. Cross pollution is very important. I just touched raw meat with my left hand, so I'm gonna do a quick rinse with soap, not just a rinse, full wash, because we wanna make sure that we don't pass any potential germs or contaminants from that meat to any other parts of my kitchen. So please bear with me while I wash my hands. Was that fun for you to listen to? I bet it was. All right, so now I got my pepper grinder. And I'm just gonna do a bunch of cranks all over this meat. All right, we did that. This time I'm just gonna flip it over with my knife, not gonna contaminate my hands again. Beautiful. Oh man, the smell of freshly cracked pepper is really, truly one of my favorite smells in the world. So now that our pork shoulder is seasoned, I'm gonna go ahead and check the Dutch oven. I'm gonna see how hot it is. If we're up to temperature, what I'm gonna go ahead and do is add some olive oil and butter to that pan. So that butter is gonna melt, that olive oil is gonna get nice and hot. So I'm gonna let that butter melt. I'm gonna let this olive oil heat up. While we do that, I'm gonna transfer my meat to a separate plate. I'm gonna clean off this cutting board, and then I'm gonna get the rest of these veggies chopped up for the recipe. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna add our pork shoulder to this pan and get a nice sear on it. So here we go, we're gonna drop it in. Oh yeah. So I'm gonna let this sear for just a couple moments on one side, let it really kind of build up that crust. While that's happening, I'm gonna go ahead and chop some of the onion. So I have a pretty big onion here. The recipe calls for a small one, so I'm just gonna start with half and see what that looks like. Don't freak out if you don't have a small onion and you only have a big onion. Don't freak out if you only have a little onion and it calls for a big onion. What matters is you're in the kitchen, you're having fun, you're cooking. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and flip. Nope. See, just like I said. Needs a little bit more time. I've tried to flip it, wasn't brown enough. But that's okay. You just put it back on and let it brown some more. Life is about mistakes and learning. Or at least that's what I tell myself to help make it easier to sleep at night. So this half of an onion gave me a lot of diced onion bits. So I think this is probably good for what we need. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm just gonna put these into a little bowl and keep it off to the side for when I'm ready. The tool I use most often in my kitchen are just little mise en place bowls. So what I love to do is I have all these tiny little metal bowls, I have these plastic deli containers. Whenever I'm dealing with chopping onions, grating garlic, grating cheese, really whatever, once I'm done chopping it, I'll scrape it off my cutting board, put it into a little bowl, and then I put it off to the side. And then I just have it nice and neat and already measured out for whenever I need it. So with all that said, I'm gonna check this meat again. Whoop-a! Oh, that looks a lot better. All right, so meat is browned on one side, so I just flipped it. I'm gonna let it cook on that other side. While it's cooking on that other side, I'm gonna get started on the garlic. So, I only have 2 cloves left on this bulb. So I know the recipe only says to use 1 clove of garlic, but I'm just gonna go ahead and use 2 because I don't want this one other little bit to go to waste. Give it a couple of really nice thin slices. And then from that, I'm gonna then go over and chop it. So this isn't necessarily like a hot take or a hot tip or anything, but just, you know, something that I like to do when I'm cutting a lot of veggies. Things like garlic, onions, carrots, celery, anytime I'm using any of these vegetables, what I love to do is instead of throwing out or composting their remains, I like to put them in a big plastic bag, a big plastic freezer safe bag, and just chuck them in the freezer. And then whenever I cut with more of these vegetables, just add more to that bag. Same thing with herbs. And then when the bag is full, or if I have a few of them, Then I just make a sundae of it. I make this big batch of vegetable stock. And then it's, you know, it's essentially free vegetable stock because you're using things that you would have thrown out otherwise. And it's delicious. Anything that you would use water for in a recipe, any soups, rices, if you're doing lentils, if you're making a braise like this, using that homemade vegetable stock is going to make so much of a difference because all of that homemade goodness. Things I wouldn't use it for. I said it can be interchangeable for water. I would not use it for coffee. I would not use it for tea. I would not use it for hot chocolate. But any sort of actually cooking methods, you can essentially use it interchangeably for water. Cool. All right. All joking aside, it looks like our pork shoulder is ready for the next step. All of the sides are browned. They got this beautiful crust on it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and add our onion and our garlic and just kind of saute it for a minute, get them nice and soft. So while those are sauteing, I'm just going to let them sit for another minute or so, let them soften up. While that's happening, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up my can of tomatoes. I'm going to open up my bottle of wine. I'm going to get out my thyme, my oregano, and my fennel. So those onions, that garlic are beautifully sauteed at this point. So now we're just going to go ahead and we're going to add that can of tomatoes with the juice and the sauce that's kind of left in that tomato can, as well as a cup of red wine. We're also going to go ahead and add that thyme, the oregano, the fennel, and the hot sauce. Tomatoes are in. What I like to do is, because there's still some of that tomato sauce that's left in the can, I'm gonna actually just go ahead and pour that cup of wine into the tomato sauce and then kind of swirl it around and then use that wine to kind of get that last little bit of tomato sauce into the can, or out of the can, rather. All right. So we got tomato sauce in, wine in. Now we just have to get our herbs, oregano, thyme, and fennel are in. Beautiful. I'm just gonna give everything a little stir, let everyone get to know each other. And we're actually already pretty much at a boil. You also wanna make sure at this point that the liquid in the pot is around 3/4 of the way up to the top of the meat. You want to make sure that as it braises in the oven, you have a ton of liquid. Some of it's going to go away, but you want to make sure that most of it's covered. That's going to make sure that as the meat cooks, it cooks evenly, it cooks with a lot of moisture. It's not going to dry out in the process. If you don't have the liquid all the way up to 3/4 of the way, you're going to add a bit more wine, you can add a bit more water. If you have some stock available, you can pour a little bit of that in. You know, have fun with it. But what matters most is the moisture of it all. My pork shoulder is right in the middle of this beautiful bubbling bath of red wine and tomatoes, of garlic and thyme and oregano and onion. It's gorgeous. It smells delicious. So I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna turn off the heat on my stovetop. I'm gonna pop that lid right back on and I'm gonna put this in my oven. Awesome. So my Dutch oven is in my regular oven. I'm going to go ahead and set a timer for 3 hours. I'm also going to set another timer for 1 hour. At that 1 hour mark, I'm going to take the pork shoulder out, flip it, make sure that the part that's not submerged right now had the chance to be fully submerged in that beautiful liquid, and then pop it back in the oven. And then I'm going to do that 2 or 3 times throughout this cooking process. While that's happening, I'm going to go clean up my kitchen. I made a little bit of a mess. Wine's on the counter, tomato sauce is on the floor, and I'll see you back right after this when the pork shoulder is ready to come out. Welcome back to my kitchen. So I've been sitting by my oven doing nothing else, just staring at it for the past 3 hours, taking the Dutch oven out every hour or so and turning the pork shoulder in all the beautiful juices. And let me tell you, I mean, every time I open up the oven door, every time I crack the lid, my entire house is just absolutely filled with this amazing smell. You get the herbs, you got the tomato, you got the wine, and then of course the pork. It's smelling fantastic. And we are so close to finishing this up. I cannot wait, but we just have a couple more steps left. So here's what we're gonna do. Right now I have the Dutch oven on the stovetop. I have another pot that's right next to it. I just filled it with some water. I have that up on high. I'm gonna bring that to a boil. This is gonna be to cook our pasta in. I also have a little bit of Parmesan that I'm getting ready to grate. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take this pork shoulder out of the Dutch oven. I'm gonna put it into a big bowl and I'm gonna use some forks to tear it up while we're waiting for this pasta water to come to a boil. Once it's all torn up, we're gonna put it back into the sauce. Let all of these pieces of pork that have been recently shredded kind of absorb some of the juices because it was previously being cooked all as this one big chunk of meat. Then we're going to grate some parm that we can top everything with. And then once the water for the pasta comes to a boil, we'll pop in some pasta, let that cook. And then once everything is cooked, once the pulled pork shoulder absorbs all these juices, we're gonna plate everything up. We're gonna top the pasta with the ragu, and I'm gonna have a fantastic little dinner for myself. Got my tongs here to take out the pork shoulder. Oh man, already, even just trying to take it out. Oh my God. It is falling right apart, which is exactly what you want. So I got my forks out. I'm just gonna start pulling that apart, really breaking it down. And honestly, it takes no work at all to do this. All right, so I've been pulling this apart around a minute or so, and this looks pretty good. I'm just gonna go ahead and dump this meat back into the liquid. So now I'm just gonna let it sit there and get a little bit warm again. So let's check on our pasta water. Almost up to a boil. So while we wait for that to come up to a full rolling boil, I'm gonna start grating a crazy amount of Parmesan. And again, like what I was saying with saving of the vegetables that I then use for vegetable stock, I do the same thing with Parmesan rinds. So at any given time, you can look in my fridge and I have a bag that's just kind of growing and growing and growing that's filled with Parmesan rinds. Because for the same reason, you can just pop them into the soup to add a little bit of more of that umaminess to it. You can pop it into a stock, add that umaminess to it. So I just grated a metric ton of Parmesan cheese. Still have a little bit left on this rind, so I'm just gonna pop it back into my bag, save it for a happy day. And let's check on this pasta water one more time. Now we're at a rolling boil. Hey, hey. All right, so I'm just gonna go ahead and drop this pasta. So we'll just let this cook around 10 minutes or so. So my pasta is pretty much done, and I think we're pretty much ready to plate. So I'm just gonna go ahead and drain off this pasta. Now, if I was making a real pasta sauce, I would save some of this, but because I'm really just topping this pasta with this meaty ragu, I don't need to save any of it. So I'm just gonna pour all of that pasta into my bowl. And I'm gonna ladle some of this unbelievable goodness just right over the pasta. Oh man. And then of course, getting a big old chunk of this Parmesan and sprinkling it right over. I love watching the Parmesan just melt as it hits this warm ragu. And that, my friends, my favorite genius recipe, Andy Ward and Jenny Rosenstratz's pork shoulder ragu. It is incredible, it is wholesome, it is delicious, it is soul-filling and nourishing, and truly can be enjoyed any time of year. So thank you so much for listening. It means the world to us all on the Genius team that you are tuning in, listening to us tell stories, listening to us cook recipes. We love food. We love that you love listening to us talk about food. So thanks again. I hope you all check out this recipe. We'll link it in the show notes so you can try it yourself and have just all of the best times in the kitchen. Thanks so much, everyone.